A first note. The people in this book might be going to have lived a long, long time from now in Northern California. The main part of the book is their voices speaking for themselves in stories and life stories, plays, poems, and songs. If the reader will bear with some unfamiliar terms, they will all be made clear at last. Coming at my work as a novelist, I thought it best to put many of the explanatory, descriptive pieces into a section called The Back of the Book, where those who want narrative can ignore them, and those who enjoy explanations can find them. The glossary may also be useful or amusing. The difficulty of translation from a language that doesn't yet exist is considerable, but there's no need to exaggerate it. The past, after all, can be quite as obscure as the future. The ancient Chinese book called Tao Te Ching has been translated into English dozens of times, and indeed the Chinese have to keep retranslating it into Chinese at every cycle of Cathay. But no translation can give us the book that Lao Tzu, who may not have existed, wrote. All we have is the Tao Te Ching that is here now. And so with translations from a literature of the, or a, future. The fact that it hasn't yet been written, the mere absence of a text to translate, doesn't make all that much difference. What was and what may be lie, like children whose faces we cannot see, in the arms of silence. All we ever have is here, now. Always coming home.